Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to an abbreviated version of Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia, along with Charlie Long, will take you to 4:30 this afternoon, and then we'll throw it to LSU pregame coverage as the Tigers face North Carolina for the regional title and everything on the line. And a couple weeks back, we never thought LSU baseball would be in this situation, but they have survived and have a shot to move on. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, we have on with us former LSU pitcher, also the president and CEO of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, also does television work for the Tigers, Ronnie Rance. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us. And man, to think about this a couple weeks back when we talked, you're like, man, there ain't no way they'll get this far, and look how close they are to advancing, and then the potential to host a regional game.
Yeah, win one game today, and you're hosting a super regional, which is obviously the key to getting to the College World Series. It's unbelievable. I mean, they were 3-12 in the SEC halfway through the season. And then even at that, they get to the last weekend of the year against Ole Miss. LSU and Ole Miss have virtually the same record. They both are playing for the same thing. Whoever wins that, you know, regional has a good chance to get into the NCAA. And LSU sweeps Ole Miss, who, oh, by the way, had just taken 2 out of 3 from Texas A&M the weekend before and had everything to play for. And the Tigers end up sweeping Ole Miss at home. They hadn't swept an SEC team all year long, including Missouri and Auburn. And that punches their ticket to the big dance. It took a sweep to punch their ticket to the big dance. They go to play Hoover. They play in Hoover with house money, play great. And next thing you know, here we are, one win away from potentially hosting a super regional. I mean, the turnaround in the last month has been incredible.
It's the combination of everything. Your bat started to get hot. The one thing I don't like is leaving people on base. And boy, that's something that's happened to them all year long. And mm-hmm. also, too, you found two ace pitchers. Now, the third guy is always a little bit on the shaky side. But, man, you got two ace pitchers here that are getting it done for you. And you're going to have to do it pitcher by committee today. But, man, Jay Johnson has found the right mix here. And, Ronnie, I think the great thing about it is it's the freshmen that have had such a huge impact on this team.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned first the two ace pitchers and not having a third. Look, LSU won a national championship last year with two starters and no third, right? They had two studs at the top, and then after that it was, you know, hey, hang on for dear life. And this year, Jump and Holman have been as good as anybody over the last, you know, month and a half, and then the offense has just come into its own. I mean, first off, you got two guys in Jones and White that have combined for over 50 homers between those two. And in the middle of your infield, which was a question mark with Braswell and Milam, is now a strength. You know, going into the season, we were like, is Braswell going to be good enough to – is he going to swing it enough to play short the whole year? Who's going to play second? Remember, they started Pearson there the first game of the season. You didn't even know who Stephen Milam was the first game of the season, and then all of a sudden, now that's your strength. I mean, you have as good of an infield, third, short, second, and first, when you combine offense and defense. You have as good as a four-person infield as anybody in the country right now, and now your weakness and your question mark is in the outfield. You struggle out there. So it's all about getting hot at the right time. You got, you know, four or five pitchers that are really throwing it well right now. I mean, Hurd last night had his best performance, yesterday had his best performance of the season. That must be something about Hurd in June, because that's when he pitches his best. But, yeah, it's just coming together at the right time. They did it last year. Remember, we kind of look back at last year and we think they were perfect. They weren't. They finished third, should have finished fourth in the SEC, had a rain out. And they end up winning the national championship. Well, this year they weren't perfect by any means during the season, but they're now really putting it together in postseason.
And then you're looking at North Carolina here, Ronnie, and just it's almost the inverse. Their outfield is just so good. You're looking at Honeycutt and D'Onofrio and Cook, and they're just all like all ACC team players, and they scare the bejesus out of you, especially in a winner-take-all type of game. But at the same time, you're looking at what happened last night. LSU's pitching stepped up to the occasion. You kind of talked about Hurd. He had a great performance, 5 2/3 innings pitch, only 2 runs given up. six hits allowed. And, I mean, he kind of ran into the same wall a little bit that he did the Hoover start that he had, but he worked through it, and Jay Johnson knew that he had to let Hurd work through it, and that saved a little bit of the pitching staff. If you're looking at tonight's matchup against North Carolina and the matchup specifically on the mound for LSU, I mean, who do you think really needs to have that big type of game like what Thatcher Hurd had last night?
Well, the key to what Thatcher Hurd did yesterday was this one statistic. He threw 5 2/3 innings, and he didn't walk anybody. If you look at the problems that LSU's had this year, when they got off to the bad start in league play, and their problems even before that when they dropped a game or so out of league play, is walks. They have, you know, outside of Holman and Jump, when they've struggled, it's been walks. And yesterday, Hurd didn't walk anybody. He's always thrown 95, 96. It's just, can he throw strikes and not walk anybody? And that's going to be the key. LSU, no matter who pitches today, it comes down to free passes. North Carolina is only – that was their first loss yesterday at home since mid-March, okay? And that was against Miami in ACC play. They don't lose at home. It's been almost 2 months. And to do it back-to-back, for them to lose back-to-back, LSU is going to have to really maximize its opportunities. The Tigers only beat you one way, and that's with out-hitting you and out-pitching you. They don't steal. They don't bunt. They don't hit and run. They don't have team speed. They have to pitch well, play good defense, and have the dominant pitching. And so there's not a lot of margin for error against a top-flight team like North Carolina at home, where if all of a sudden you give them free passes, now you're going to make it hard on yourself. Look at what they did against Wofford the first game of the year. 4 runs, 4 homers. That's how these Tigers play. So they're going to have to help themselves by not walking anybody. But the good news is that both teams are down the line and pitching, right? It's the fourth game of the weekend for North Carolina, the fifth game of the weekend for LSU. Both teams are kind of scrambling right now.
Ronnie, what do you think will happen tonight? I mean, just a guess, because, man, we've been wrong all across the board about how far this team would get. And now to play North Carolina sort of in their backyard, home field advantage for them. Charlie talked about, you know, them not really losing at home. But, man, it almost sounds like they're playing in Alex Box, too, when LSU is there. I mean, with so many people cheering on the Tigers, your thoughts on the game tonight?
Yeah, it's the stadium with the extra seating that they brought in holds about 5,000, and it's about 50-50, LSU and North Carolina. And so no real distinct advantage for North Carolina other than just familiarity with the ballpark and the backdrop and all that, which does make a difference, the comfort of knowing the foul territory and the warning track and that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is that, look, the pressure is now on North Carolina. You know, getting to that losing and now facing that championship game at home, the pressure is on them. They're going to be feeling it. And this is an LSU team with a lot of confidence. So I think it's going to be high scoring. I mean, could be wrong and it won't, but there's nothing to believe it won't be high scoring.
Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us. We got an abbreviated show, and we go into pregame at 4:30, but we appreciate your time, all your insights, bud, and we'll get you on, and next time we'll talk, hopefully, Tigers advancing and also a little bit about the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Mike, appreciate it. Yeah, Hall of Fame, June 20th through 22nd in Natchitoches, so love to come jump on before then if y'all get a chance.
We'll do it. Thanks so much, Ronnie. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, fellas.
Ronnie Rance, a former LSU pitcher. You can hear him and watch him on television. He does a lot of the LSU games on television. Also, president and CEO of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame.